I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm size still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
But not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Today we are going to have a very cool, very fun, very different type of episode, segment, show, whatever you call it, just overall. This is a Mia Made It production, and this is the WWE GM simulated draft. And well, this is a draft episode, but this is the actual and official GM mode. As you guys can tell, Mia Made It is not here with me, but that is okay. I'll be hosting this one by myself, and we will officially be getting it kicked off, and we will be getting this to you guys ASAP. You know what I mean? I kind of want to do it a weekly thing, and essentially the entire setup of it is I'm on WWE 2K25 right now. I know, guys, I'm a year behind, or two at this point, but you know, WWE 2K25. If anybody wants to send donations to the podcast, Signs and Sports Podcast, on Cash App, if you want to send donations, you know, hey, y'all could get us the newest one, and we'll have the newest rosters, we'll have the newest people, and we can do it updated. But for right now, we're doing 2K25. This is a test run. This is season one. This is episode one. This is a draft episode, and we're going to see how it goes. So that being said, I might have to change my microphone out, because I think I want the stand, the arm more than I want the stand, but that's something I'm going to take care of here in a second. But again, guys, this is the GM draft. This is a GM draft episode. This is a GM simulation series, and I am DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, and this is a Mia Made It production and Mia Made It presentation. So welcome to the show, and welcome to the official first episode of the GM series. I know we dropped one already. Mia has, you know, an extremely busy schedule right now, so she's going to be taking care of what she has to take care of. I'm going to take over this and take care of what I need to take care of, and we're going to keep this thing going. A couple things before we start the show. The 3DFFL is starting soon, guys. That is our platforms, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. If anybody is interested in fantasy football, you can contact me on Instagram at DesignedIGifted. That is DesignedIGifted. GIFTED, if you need that, at DesignedIGifted. You can contact me. You can jump in. We have 25, 50, 75, and $100 leagues. After, I don't know if everybody knows, I might drop an episode on it. I might not. I explained it to the Discord, but after our massive recruiting June recruiting campaign for season 5 of the 3DFFL, you know, we triggered something in Facebook's terms of services because of the mass outreach. I was messaging probably tens of accounts a day, 10, 20, 30, 40 accounts a day, sending links, getting people bought in June, which people don't even jump into fantasy football in June. You know what I mean? So in June, to have about 30, 40 people already committed, bought in, Facebook was kind of like, hey, what's happening? So in July, we took a week off, started, you know, kicked it off again, started recruiting again, got hit with the suspension, currently awaiting verification. Don't have our original email. The very first email I've ever made was attached to my Facebook. So, boom, there goes my Facebook. And unfortunately, you know, after all that happened, we are only trying to fill up the $25 league is already filled up. We have a women's league, all women's league, that is two people away from filling up. That is $25 as well. And we have the $100 League, which is five people away. I'm going to make a new Facebook. I'm going to get back on Facebook. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it goes. But, you know, hey, shout out to adversity and shout out to us, because that right there would have made anybody collapse and give up. Our platform, we jumped right back onto the next podcast episode. We're establishing the infrastructure on Discord to become the main community headquarters for the 3DFFL and the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast and all things media, entertainment, production. That's where it happens. So if you want to be a part of our actual community, our actual headquarters, and, you know, with some of the most trusted and dedicated 3ND Signs and Sports podcast community members and supporters, the Discord is where you want to be. Ask about it, Designed I Gifted on Instagram, and or if not, signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. you guys can also email the official email of the podcast and let us know that you're interested in doing that as well. So that being said, guys, one more thing. DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast, as everybody knows, you can follow me on Spotify. I have a new album coming out December 31st, 2026. That is December 31st, 2026. Brand new hip-hop album, Pretty Girls Like Superstars, produced by Chach with the Heat and True Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. That will be coming out at the end of this year. After 2 years of not dropping any music, a year and a half, a year and some change, probably a year and 10 months, something like that, we are coming back full force with a 15-track album, Pretty Girls Like Superstars. So you guys get ready for that, and you guys get ready to tune into that as well. Go follow my Spotify. Go start streaming the music. Spotify at DIG. And like I said, get yourself into the Discord. Get yourself into the 3DFFL. This is the Mia Made It. The Mia Made It show, and this is the official GM series, and I look forward to getting into it. Let's get into it. So, guys, what we are going to do is we are running the traditional GM mode. We are just broadcasting it onto the air, obviously, and we are doing it on the actual channel. So what we're going to do is we're going to build a roster. We're going to, you know, apply, obviously, our champions that we're going to start off with, and then we are going to probably run through a couple weeks of it and see what happens. Maybe, you know, get some podcast episodes pre-recorded. That's a good thing about this series, is you could pre-record a lot of episodes, get them scheduled, and you guys are going to get them every once a week, you know. So I also look forward to it, because I look forward to listening to it back and hearing what the podcast structure and what the format ends up being, because I do have a lot of high hopes for this series right here, for the Mia Made It brand, and I have a lot of high hopes for it. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing how it goes and seeing where it goes, because this is the very first episode. Let's see what happens. Oh, and sorry guys, I know I always do this. I need to note this stuff out, because at some point it just keeps coming to me and I just keep talking, but we're not even 10 minutes in yet, you know. So last thing that I need to say, shout out to every single one of you guys that listen to this podcast, listen to episodes, whether recent, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Guys, you have no idea how much that touches my heart and how much that means to us, that you guys are going back and listening to episodes. One of the interview episodes that we did a while back with Mark Connor, he was running a PR campaign on his book, he asked to get on the podcast. We did about a 2-hour interview with him, guys, you know what I mean. He told his whole story. That that episode has like 80 plays right now, which like 50 of them came in the last month, you know. So shout out to you guys, and I see the, actually, you know what, on this podcast, before we get started, I'm going to shout out, oh no, my phone died, I can't do it. But shout out to all the people from all the different states and countries who are listening, because especially from out of country, I see a lot of people from out of country. I see a lot of people from out of state. I see a lot of people from in the United States. Thank you guys for tuning in, especially over the last couple months. Over the last couple months, we are averaging 1,000 listeners. And over the last month, we're averaging 500 monthly listeners. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Things are about to get extremely extremely more abundant content wise because we are about to get into the 3DFFL where we'll be recording 20 straight episodes a week. We're going to have the GM series running at the same time. We're obviously still going to be doing the Mia Made It PLE coverage episodes as well. So, you know, just between those three things. And then again, guys, if you get into the Discord, we're running live broadcasts of the 3DFFL. You know, we're doing after hours stuff where we're just talking about, you know, we're just having late night chats, you know, after the show goes off air, you know, so that is where you could truly and really find me. And guys, jump in now because the first 100 people to jump into that Discord is free. After 100 people, it might get a little more intricate to where, you know, we start building whatnot streams in there, merchandise, etc., to where it's going to be a little bit more exclusive and a little bit harder to get into. So there's 40 spots left. There's 60 people in there right now. Give or take 60. There's some people who might get taken out because they're old team members, etc. But yeah, there's about 40 spots left. If you want to get in there, it is free right now. Jump in there now. If you jump in there now, you won't have to pay. You know, eventually it will be $25 to enter, just a straight one-time $25 fee, because this is something that is included with our 3DFFL fantasy football tiers, and the very cheapest is $25, and the Discord is the only thing that's offered along with the group chats, etc. So just a quick little rundown on the way things work, guys. Let's get into the actual show and what everybody's actually here for, not just to hear me talk and plug things and run through ads for the entire time that we are on this podcast. Let's get into some WWE talk, some GM mode roster building, some fantasy booking, because at the end of the day, guys, everybody feels and thinks that they can fantasy book with the best of them. I'm here to show you that I can. I'm here to prove it, because, you know, at the end of the day, not everybody has a platform that they can jump on, that they can say, you know what, here is how I would book it. And at the end of the day, WWE, I know you guys are listening. I know you guys are smart enough and savvy enough to listen to the radio podcasts that are surrounding your content, whether streamers, whether podcasters, whether big or small, and just get a gauge of what people are thinking about, where they're going, whether smart, not smart, or extremely smart, you know. And I tend to think that, you know, hey guys, we get it right sometimes. We're not the smartest in the world, but we get it right sometimes. But let's get into the GM mode, GM series. And also, guys, if you would like to be on the show, or if you would like to participate, again, the official, you can find me at Designed I Gifted on Instagram, or you can find me at the Signs in Sports at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com. That is the official email for the podcast. Let us know that you want to join and we'll get you on. So that being said, let's get into it for the final time. Round one, pick number one, guys. I am running the SmackDown brand, and I will be running with Nick Aldis as my GM of choice. I do think Nick Aldis is arguably the... Hold up, first of all, congratulations to Chelsea Green, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Chelsea Green, the brand new interim WWE Women's Champion. That is what I mean when I say the WWE is listening, because we sat here, we stood on a table for Chelsea Green. We've been standing on a table for Chelsea Green. She was number 4 in my top 10 women's list this past year. She was arguably there in my top 10 list the year before, And we've been saying all she needs is a chance. Now, whichever direction they're going to go is completely up to them. But let's get into these picks, guys. Round one, pick number one. We got General Manager Nick Aldis. Shout out to him and Gunther at SummerSlam putting on a show. Nick Aldis having his dream match at SummerSlam. And then obviously everybody knows what happened night two, which there's some explaining to do, Mr. Aldis, on what exactly the F happened in night number two with Gunther. What exactly is happening, is going to happen, and I don't know, was there something in that contract that we missed, that we didn't see? Or because I'm very confused as to how that That one-on-one with Sami Zayn and Finn Balor turned into a fatal four-way, including Gunther and a returning Kevin Owens. So, a lot of explaining to do, and I look forward to it because I guarantee you I will be watching a lot more wrestling because Sasha Banks is back on AEW, and Chelsea Green is now our current champion. So, and Raquel Rodriguez is the Intercontinental Champion for the women's division too. So, a lot going on that I am very happy with. I'm happy with it. And, you know, let's get it going. So, round one, pick number one, guys. We have people like Cody Rhodes. We have Roman Reigns. We have Rhea Ripley, Randy Orton, Seth freaking Rollins, Becky Lynch, Jey Uso, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, LA Knight, Jimmy Uso, The Miz, Finn Balor, Bianca Belair, Sami Zayn, Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, Asuka, Liv Morgan, Damian Priest, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, and others, guys. Jade Cargill, I'm sorry, Chad Gable, and the list goes on and on and on. Alexa Bliss, Bron Breakker, Chelsea Green, etc. So here's the thing, is I've never ran a GM mode against the computer. It's always been against my brother. It's always, you know, obviously been with Mia, you know, on the podcast when we did it the couple times that we did it or tried to do it. So the draft, where do I want to go? Because where I don't go, it is arguable that the computer will go. So pick number one, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Rhea Ripley, Randy Orton. Okay, obviously I'm looking up here at the top. We got The Fiend Bray Wyatt as a rest in peace tribute. If we do want to run some fantasy booking with The Fiend Bray Wyatt, then obviously he is there and we can do it. I'm not absolutely opposed to it, but because we are doing more realistic, I probably won't do it. But I'll be interested to see if they do, the computer. So, Drew McIntyre, obviously Gunther. I'm gonna go the direction that I usually go. I'm gonna go Cody Rhodes with my first pick, and I'm gonna kind of build around Cody. They went, the Raw general manager is William Regal, and he went with Rhea Ripley with his first pick. So that being said, my number two overall pick in the second round is going to be probably Gunther, because I do always put Gunther in the hottest rivalry on the brand with Cody Rhodes. That is Cody Rhodes' apex rival, and that is the direction I go. With the second round pick, the second pick of the second round, Raw general manager William Regal selects Jimmy Uso. So he has Rhea Ripley and Jimmy Uso. I have Cody Rhodes and Gunther. My third pick, I want to go with Randy Orton. And considering the way that William Regal is drafting, I don't think I, you know, have to sweat too much about where he's going. But Randy Orton is there, and I do want to put him, obviously, in the correct storyline with Cody Rhodes as well. So I will be doing the Randy Orton rivalry the proper way with Cody Rhodes. Pick number three is Josh Briggs of NXT for William Regal for Monday Night Raw. I definitely understand the pick in terms of saving money. If you're going cost effective, Josh Briggs is somebody I think has a future as a mainstay on the roster. I how big his future is, I don't know how much he can grow in the gimmick or in each gimmick that he is given, or eventually finds one gimmick, I don't know, but I definitely see the potential. I don't know if he's still there. Obviously, we're running 2K25 rosters, but you guys, you know, comment down there if I'm way out of the loop. They went cheap, so I'm thinking we got Obafemi, who is extremely cheap in 2K25, $86,000. I think I might definitely go. We do also have Trick Williams out here. We have somebody like JC Jane, Grayson Waller, Carmelo Hayes. But these aren't fourth round picks, is my thing. I mean, Roxanne Perez, I can wait on Roxanne, I think. I don't think I will lose out on Roxanne. So we're going to stay up here, kind of the heavy hitters a little bit. One thing you guys are going to notice is I'm not going to go with a lot of the wrestlers that you guys probably would go with. This is going to be a completely different roster that I personally would prefer. So as long as I can afford it, we're going to make it happen. So I'm going to take Liv Morgan as the first woman drafted. I never get a chance to. No! Losing out on JC Jane is tough. I'm not going to lie. JC Jane is. Damn. Losing out on JC is tough. I'm going to come get Roxanne before I do lose her as well, because I don't know where William Regal's head is at this point. So, Sami Zayn. All right, so we are in round number 6, guys. And we have, so far, we have drafted Cody Rhodes in the first round, Gunther in the second, Randy Orton in the third, Liv Morgan in the fourth, and Roxanne Perez in the fifth. Raw has selected Rhea in the first, Jimmy in the second, Josh Briggs in the third, JC Jane in the fourth, and Sami Zayn in the fifth. So our next pick is going to be, with Roxanne being the last pick, let's look at some people here below. Tatum Paxley is a pick that I want to come back to. I don't know if he's going to come snipe me here in a little bit, but Tatum Paxley is somebody I hope I can get on my roster. I don't think I'm going to take her right now, but I do hope I can get her here in the next couple rounds. That being said, let's kind of, I think I'm going to have to go with, I could knock out the Trick and Mello gang real quick. Let me knock out Trick and Mello. Yeah, they can take Ivar if they want to. I'm not upset at that. I'm going to knock out Trick and Mello because I do need them in my tag team picture. Okay, Eric and Ivar, they went and took the tag team of Eric and Ivar. Now I have a reason to take Tatum Paxley. But does she fit? Because usually I pair her with somebody. Fallon Henley is a great, I'm not going to lie, I would like to keep Fallon. I would like to get Fallon. Grayson Waller is not the worst person either, especially with the new character re-up that we're seeing. I think I'm gonna take Grayson. Let's actually go through this a little bit more, see who we got. Lyra Valkyria, obviously. Raquel Rodriguez, ooh, to finish off the, alright, I'm gonna take Raquel because I need to finish off the little Judgment Day trio, because I'm going to keep it running for a little bit longer. Maybe not forever, but a little bit longer. So the next person taken was Duke Hudson. I don't know if he's still on the roster currently. I think he is. Duke Hudson in round number 8, where I took Raquel Rodriguez. We are in round number 9. I have $2,095,000. And Raw has, I don't think I can see how much money they have. No, I can't. So, all right. So we still got money, you know, to build our roster. Let's come down here and let's shop on a budget a little bit. We got Lola Vice. We got Kalani Jordan. Both, you know, both arguably considerable. Kalani Jordan, I mean, she made my top 10 list, I think, what, last year, 2 years ago? Jada Parker, obviously. Javon Evans for $71,000 is honestly not bad. So what I'm looking for is, we got Gunther from Germany, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or Hungary or something like that. I want to have Cody do an American Nightmare tour where he is like fighting everybody in their hometowns. In their home countries. Does that make sense? So this was my idea of what Cody should have done when the WWE really went on that international tour where they were just hitting different countries in every like literally at every stop for every PLE. They should have had Cody Rhodes defend the American Nightmare gimmick. You know, it's not too late. Turn him heel and have him run through the American Nightmare gimmick in different international spots would be epic. But this is what I'm going to do, and this is where I'm going to run it. So that being said, my next person taken, because it's fantasy booking. I don't know if the WWE has or ever will go to Nigeria, but Obafemi, Nigeria. Obviously, again, Hungary. I'm going to come back and... No! Oh, guys, this is a thing about drafting against computers. They took Fallon Henley, too. So they took Fallon Henley and they took JC Jane. They took my Toxic Attraction tag team, which was going to highlight against Liv, Roxanne, and Raquel. Damn, that's rough. So, well, I mean, I guess that being said, Drew McIntyre will be the next one because that is truth. And then I'm going to have to start kind of focusing out my women's roster too. Maxine Dupree taken in the 10th by Raw. Great pick. All right, so we have... What can we build here in our women's... Let's go strictly to women. We got Becky Lynch. We got Bianca Belair. We got Charlotte Flair. Io Sky. Asuka. Nia Jax. Jade Cargill. Candice LeRae. Alexa. So what I think I'm going to... Ooh. I'm taking Chelsea Green. I'm not risking the fact that Chelsea Green gets taken off the board here in the 11th or 12th or anything forward. I'm taking her off the board now because she is a focal and centrist piece to my... She should have been taken over here after Roxanne as my third, but surprisingly she slipped and she got there. Jade Cargill is usually somebody I'd like to try to get on my roster as well. Tiffany Stratton, obviously the same thing. So I think I'm gonna go Tiffy. And start locking in a lot of these picks that I really, really need on my roster to complete some of the stories that I'm gonna do. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3. Okay, so let me get one more. I think I still need to pick up. So I'm looking at either Alexa Bliss or I'm looking at Jade Cargill. Obviously Jade Cargill, right? Probably. Newer, more fresh. Okay, so now let's go to the men and let's see where we can find some. We could do Finn in Ireland. Damien in Puerto Rico. Dom in Mexico. Ooh, that might be it, guys. That might be the 1, 2, 3. Unless there's somebody else here. Ooh, damn. Okay. What are we going to do here, guys? What are we going to do here? Because, man, I think we're going to have to come back for some of these guys free agent wise. Okay, so what is our 7 and 6? So we got a perfect breakdown so far between... We could do Finn in Ireland against Cody. We could do Damien in Puerto Rico. Or... Yeah, Puerto Rican, right? Or the Dominican. We could do Dom in Mexico. Actually, let's pull the trigger on Dom. Let's put him on our roster. We're getting down there in money, guys. We've been spending on our roster. We have $700,000 left. And Tony D'Angelo in Italy for $127,000. I don't think it's worth it. Should we pull the trigger on Austin Theory knowing he can maintain the mid-card roster? I did. I am. Okay. We're getting this money, right? We're still in the loop. We need to go. We need to find some women here. I'm thinking Tatum Paxley here at this spot. Or maybe possibly Kiana James, I'm not going to lie, would be a good one too. Jada Parker, I feel like, fits into this roster a little bit more. Especially once we get down here, Tiffy, Jade, Jada, Chelsea. Or, because where do you really put Tatum in this roster? I'm going to need more human monies to come back and make that roster. Kiana James, honestly, or Lash Legend wouldn't be a bad insert because they're just straight up contenders. Thea Hell would be fun. Imagine pairing her up with Liv at some point. Sol Ruka, Nikita Lyons, Lyra. Alexa Bliss obviously is there, but I'm not trying to go broke on Alexa Bliss. I'm not going to lie. Or anybody here at the top. Let's see who the men got going on. We got Pat McAfee for a cool 50K. I'm good, Pat. I appreciate it. I should pick up Grayson Waller because right here is where, I mean, he's there. I think we pulled the trigger on, okay, we're picking up Logan Paul, guys. Got to make that one happen. Let's go back to the women. Let's look down here. We got, I think I'm going to go Jada Parker, guys. I mean, she's cheap enough. She's affordable enough. She's obviously future superstar talent. And between her, Lola, Kalani, Tatum. But man, Kiana James is, I'm not going to lie. Kiana would be, but Kiana or Jada. Jada and Tatum wouldn't be bad. Is there anybody I can pair? Okay, so we got, oh wait, do I have more? Okay, I have six females. So yeah, I need to go here on let me see. Man, we can't even afford Finn Balor anymore at this point. But we can always bring Finn back in. Possibly later. Okay. Okay, we got essentially about two more picks, guys. I am looking at, I'm going to take Grayson Waller. I'm going to make sure to lock that one in. And then we're going to go all women for the rest of the, I mean, Javon Evans is there though. But we got to stack that women's roster. Okay, I think I'm going to go with Kiana. And then let's see how much money we have left. I need one more woman. And I think that's going to be, Kalani Jordan teamed up with Jade Cargill, or Jada Parker teamed up with Jade Cargill, or Lash Legend and Jade Cargill, or Chelsea Green and Lash Legend. Or, Tatum, nope. Okay, so we have one more pick, and it can only be one of these down here. The highest we can go is probably maybe 71K. Actually, not even. We might have to end it here, guys. Because I don't know how much it costs to book the first week. So we'll have to end up releasing people anyways. That being said, we'll have to bring people back. Okay, we're going to end it here, guys, at round... Well, actually, let's go 20 deep, and then I'll do some releases, and we'll figure it out. But that way, we can go a full 20-round draft, and you guys would see, anyways, who would be on my roster. So, I think I'm going to go with... My final two picks of this draft are going to be Javon Evans. No. Women. They need to be women. It needs to be the two women. And I can actually only pick one. So it's literally comes down to who do I want on the back end of my roster? Lash Legend, Tatum Paxley, Kelani Jordan, Jada Parker, Lola Vice. That's actually a very interesting conversation, guys, if you think about it. Because that is kind of what we're looking at. Lash Legend, obviously, on the main roster already, has a head start on all of them. Tatum Paxley, seemingly very soon going to be herself heading up to the main roster. Kelani Jordan, still waiting for the break, still trying to find her footing, still, you know, obviously, clearly athletically gifted, and clearly, you know, getting better on the mic, getting better character-wise. Jada Parker obviously has a it factor, waiting to see it, for it to come out, for her to really make it happen. And then, of course, Lola Vice, who multiple times over NXT champion, fighting for the NXT championship right now, currently as we speak. And, you know, apparently the WWE has taken a huge liking to. So, where would you go? Who would you draft? What would your pick be? Lash Legend, Tatum Paxley, Kelani Jordan, Jada Parker, Lola Vice. If you were drafting as a GM for the WWE and you had the last pick, $122,000 left, Tatum Paxley was 71, Kelani 63, Jada 63, Lola Vice 61. Where are you going? Lash Legend, 93,000, but taking her out because she's on the main roster already. But I'm kind of thinking, I do think that Tatum Paxley has the most character potential. I think Jada Parker is the biggest star potential. And I think that's where I'm struggling right now. Love Kelani Jordan. That's why I'm having such a difficulty there. And then Lola Vice, I think, is the biggest, the one who's going to get the biggest push out of all of them. And that's why I'm having difficulty here. But I think I'm going to go Tatum. I have to. And I'm going to end off the draft right there, guys. That's round 20. Oh, well, my final pick would have been Jada Parker with pick number 20. So, overall, the way that my lineup ended, Nick Aldis, general manager for SmackDown, or if you want to say DIG, general manager for SmackDown, faces of the company, of the brand, Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Carmelo, and Trick, Liv, Raquel, and Roxanne, and then, of course, Randy Orton. So that's already a stacked, you know, very polished brand poster right there. Yep, they went and picked up Jada Parker there at the end. I'm not surprised. The faces of the William Regal brand: Rhea Ripley, Jimmy Uso, Eric and Ivar, Sami Zayn, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, JC Jane, and Duke Hudson. I mean, clearly, guys, we won that one, right? This is a tale of two stories right here. I look forward to the trade deadline and to trading for JC Jane and Fallon Henley, because that is going to be our target. That's what we're going to make happen, and we have to make happen. But I will give you guys my final roster, and we will apply our champions, and then we'll close out this episode, and then the next episode we'll get into week one, building out these stories and seeing where this goes. Or actually, if I'm not mistaken, I have to schedule week one first, before we, oh no, well, we'll see. Triple H, tonight is the night, the debut show. We have high hopes for you. With the roster I have, I think we'll be okay. Good. We've gone ahead and added 50K to your war chest to ensure that your debut is a hit. Make it an amazing show. Appreciate you, brother. William Regal, greetings, sunshine. Ready for the new season? Just finishing our prep over at Raw. We're going to have some outstanding matches this year. Try to keep up. I doubt it with that roster. I'm not going to lie to you. But, all right. So we got our women's division. We have the SmackDown Women's World Champion. Or the women's, we have the WWE Women's Championship. We have the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. And we have the SmackDown, we have the Women's United States Championship. I don't know why they have them labeled the way that they do. And then men's division, we have the Undisputed WWE Championship. We have the Men's Tag Team Championships, and we have the United States Men's Championship. So we have to set our champions. So we are going to set our tag team champions first, which are going to be, good question, because I could obviously go the route of Liv Morgan as champion, Raquel and Roxanne as tag team champions, right? And then have somebody else as United States. It's actually not a bad deal. All right, let's go Roxanne, and that's pretty simple. We'll go Judgment Day leading the pack, and then we'll go either Chelsea Green or Tiffany Stratton as the United States champion. No, you know what? Let's put Jade as the United States champion, and let's have Chelsea chase the United States or WWE and have Tiffy chase the other. And then we will have Kiana and Tatum chase the tag team championships. So that is our women's division. We have Liv Morgan, the women's WWE champion. We have Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez, the women's tag team champions, and we have Jade Cargill, the United States women's champion. And for our men's division, we'll start with the tag team championships first. We are going with either Trick and Mello or Grayson and Theory. Let's go with Trick and Mello. Trick and Mello, and then we have the United States champion, who we will run it with Logan Paul, and then our main champion will obviously be Cody. So we have Undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes. Men's Tag Team Championships are on Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, and the United States Championship on Logan Paul. And then our women's, again, is WWE Women's Champion Liv Morgan, Raquel and Roxanne as the tag team women's champions, and Jade Cargill as the United States champion. All right, so let's, well, I mean, let me see. I believe I have to, yeah, let's book the first week, guys. Let's book the first week and get it going. And then the next episode, we'll go weeks two and three, or we'll go week two or something. Figure out how it goes. All right, so let's start this off with a banger. We're gonna start it off with well, actually, let's book some promos first. So let's have, we want to have championship matches, and I'm thinking we should have both our United States champions defend the belt while we have our main champions kick off feuds by either calling out or getting called out. So we can either do a, or actually we can do, yeah, so we can do Logan versus, let's give him an opponent, and we will have him go up against Dominic Mysterio, because Dom is not in the conversation anywhere, nor does he have any partners on the roster. Okay, Yeah, so we will do that. And then we will have a main event match where we will run Jade Cargill versus Tiffany Stratton for the title. Interference. Do we want interference? And if we do, from who? Obviously, Chelsea Green. So Chelsea's going to be on Tiffy's team, obviously, similar as real life, because I'm the one who told WWE to do it. Mid-card championship. We can have a tag team championship match here in the middle. Or actually, let's have a number one contenders tag team championship, right? Oh, no, we don't have the teams to do that. Or yeah, let's do Theory and let's do Drew and Randy. I mean, Drew and Randy are going to clean that up. I'm not going to lie to you. Let's just have a regular match between Trick and Mello and... Or, nah, title match. Ha! Let's get it. And then we don't have to have anybody run in because there's nobody who needs to be involved. So we'll have three bangers of a... You know what I'm saying? And then we'll do some advertising with Cody because he's the GOAT. And then we'll do some more advertising with Liv because she's the other GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Make that money back. So what we got, guys, is we got the opener of the year, Logan Paul, Dom Mysterio for the United States Championship. We got Cody Rhodes with some advertising, our WWE champion. We have our mid-card picture, which is Austin Theory, Grayson Waller versus Trick and Mello Gang. And then we have our WWE Women's Champion, Liv Morgan, advertising in the second spot. And then we have our main event, which is Jade Cargill, Tiffany Stratton for the Women's United States Championship. I don't know if I should change out Dom and Logan. Nah, I think that's going to work out pretty good. What I do need to do is turn Mello babyface because Trick is as well. Keep Theory and Grayson Waller heels. I need to either turn Logan or Dirty Dom babyface. And flip Tiffy and Jade Cargill and do the babyface run for Tiffy and the heel turn for Jade Cargill. But that is our... That is what we got so far, guys. So let's confirm that booking. Let's lock it in. We don't have to cut anybody. That's what's up. The show only cost $7,000 because Triple H basically fronted everything. $7,000, that was for the run-in for Chelsea Green. Confirm booking. And we are off. Let's see what happens. Tune in next time to see what happens, to see where this goes. Tune into episode number 2 to see the results of Logan Paul versus Dirty Dominic Mysterio for the United States Championship. Tune in to see how much our WWE champions, women and male and female, man and woman, respectively, get us in our advertising breaks. Tune in to see Austin Theory and Grayson Waller take on Trick and Mello for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, and tune in to see who comes out on top as Jade Cargill and Tiffany Stratton rumble for the United States Women's Championship. So, guys, you know what to do. Or actually, what an anticlimactic event, right? But actually, guys, what we are going to do instead is we are going to sim it right now because I don't know if we can save it before moving forward. So we're going to simulate and you guys are going to find out right now and then tune in to see where we go next week. So the opener, 3-2-1, Logan Paul retains his championship. New rivalry established between Logan Paul and Dominic Mysterio. Cody Rhodes brings in $16,000, loses one popularity with an excellent promo rating. The mid-card title match between Austin Theory and Grayson Waller taking on Trick and Mello Gang goes to Trick and Mello Gang defending and continuing their reign as tag team champions. New rivalry between Grayson Waller and Austin Theory and Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. Our WWE Women's Champion bringing in $13,500 with an okay promo. And the main event of the night, Jade Cargill versus Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton taking down the United States Women's Champion, Jade Cargill, with the new rivalry forming between Chelsea Green and Jade Cargill. And I can't wait to see the way night number two wraps up. The way it shapes out and then wraps up. I don't know if y'all really care about their card. You guys let me know. If y'all do care, I'll tell y'all, but we're fantasy booking mine. We don't care about what William Regal is doing, to be honest. So, shout out to him, Eric Ivar, Tozawa and Otis in the opener, self-promo from Julius Creed. Mid-card is Josh Briggs and Lexus King, one-on-one in a tables match. Backstage brawl was the opener between Eric and Ivar and Tozawa and Otis. Charity event, Brooks Jensen, and main event, Brutus Creed versus Eddie Thorpe for the Intercontinental Championship. Let's see who wins that one. Eddie Thorpe retains his title, and, you know, it'll be interesting to follow that. It's always interesting to follow the computer and what they do. So, their opener beat ours, which was the backstage brawl with Tozawa and Otis. And, well, we're not even going to pay attention to this, guys, because we pay attention to this, we're going to think we're losing. But 3 stars for their opening match, 2 stars for mine, which was Logan and Dom. 2 stars for my mid-card, 1.5. Again, we're not going to follow this. You guys let me know what y'all think. But 2 and 1.5 for the mid-card and 3 and 3 for the main event. So keeping it pretty even so far. They lost money. It looks like we earned money. William Regal is winning because he has 10,000 more fans. We have a stronger budget. So, sorry. It's going to get real bad. 3 weeks till Hell in a Cell, guys. Okay. This is war has been applied. Select an opposing brand. You have 5 randomly selected superstars that cannot be booked in matches next week. Can't be used in the last week of a season or the week before. Dang, and we can't use. I forgot to tell y'all who they. We can't use Tiffany Stratton, Carmelo Hayes, Logan Paul, Roxanne Perez. You like that sabotage? That was all me. Strategy, baby. That was completely unprovoked. You made yourself an enemy, or you gotta do what you gotta do. I'll get my payback one of these days. You made an enemy, obviously. Okay, appreciate you, Triple H. I'm not happy losing my strap last week. This is Jade Cargill. As a former champion, I'm enacting my rematch clause. I want a championship match against Tiffany. Nobody else better get a shot at the title before me, for sure. Can make that happen. Don't keep me waiting too long. I already miss wearing that gold around my waist. We got you. Grayson Waller, listen, I need to wipe that smug smile off Trick Williams' face after that loss. I want to fight him again within the next 2 weeks. For sure. We can make that happen too. Good. I'll show everyone who the real winner is this time already. All right, guys. Well, that has been. How do I save this, to be honest? Because I don't want to exit. Let's make sure I saved it, guys, because, geez, I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, there it is. All right, guys, so that being said, Okay, so it's this final one. Okay, so that being said, thank you for tuning in. That has been episode number one. I promise you, I'm going to record another episode of this ASAP, and we're going to keep it going. I'm going to pre-record. I'm going to record multiple weeks in one episode, chop them up, export them, upload them to Audio Boom. Again, guys, we have 500 monthly listeners at this point. That is huge as compared to when we first started this thing 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I was just hoping to get 10 of my friends to listen, or 10 people, you know, who just like podcasting to just listen at one time. We have 500 people who just listen. Things are about to get really interesting, really fun. Join the Discord, because that's where the live video podcast versions of everything that we do are. Hit me up at Designed I Gifted. Follow me at Designed I Gifted on Instagram. Follow me at DIG on Spotify. Get ready for Pretty Girls Like Superstars dropping December 31st. Guys, we'll be back very soon, and we'll talk to you guys very soon. And I can't wait to get on the next episode, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.